The Nailers are back on home ice tonight to finish up the home-and-home series against the Kalamazoo Wings. Time now for the Coast Sports Hockey Coaches Interview. DJ Abicell alongside of Nailers head coach Jeff Christian. And Jeff, I think the number one question among Nailer Nation today is, how did you know that Ross McMullen was the guy last night in round six?
Well, Ross won the shootout in practice, and you know, we told our guys, he said, look, you know, we do these for a reason. Like, we want to see guys who can score. And I, you know, I'm not sure if Derek Armey's ever scored a shootout goal, but the goalie last night was dropping low, and I told Shalla before he went, I said, look high, and he sniped. Armey has a great picture here in the locker room of him almost getting down low and scooping it up high to beat a goalie glove, so I thought he might go up high too, but anyway, Ross won the shootout in practice. He was the shootout champ. And I said, you know what? Webster's first game. You know, maybe the kid will come through for us. And then, you know, Ross just went down and just ripped it, which is a great play in a shootout.
How much of a sigh of relief was it last night to get that first victory and now start to move forward and start building this thing towards more and more?
Well, what's ironic, I think, is, you know, we didn't play a great game last night. We took 8 penalties. We had a lot of turnovers. We had a lot of swinging away. We had a lot of cheating, you know. I thought Doug Carr played very well. But I thought we played a much better game in Cincinnati and didn't get the win. But, yes, we're happy we got the win. We needed the win. Everybody's feeling better about themselves now. Off the schneid, if you will. But the message today to the team was attention to detail. Finish your checks. Battle on the D side. Commitment to D. Hit the net. Stay on side. Don't take the penalties, you know, all of the things that we talked about last year in the playoffs that we did on a daily basis that make us a successful team. We're only 5 games in here. We're learning, but these are habits that we have to create now.
Last night there were 92 combined shots on goal. Do you feel like the game was as open as those numbers dictate, or do you feel like maybe they were a little bit generous on the button?
Well, I mean, there's always a great debate as what exactly is a shot on goal. I mean, if a guy shoots a weak one from outside the blue line, is it a shot on goal? I don't know. I know those shots on goal, the total included the shots from the shootout. So it doesn't matter. We gave up way too many shots at the end of the day, but we also gave up 8 power play chances against. So we have to limit those. We have to block shots. That's another attention to the detail. Our forwards have to start blocking some shots. We've got to start paying the price. We ask our D to not block shots in front of the net. That's what we have a goaltender for. Let him see it. Clear the guys out to the side and battle for rebounds if there are any. But we want our forwards to start blocking shots.
You had 2 of your forwards light the lamp last night for the first time this year, Gage Quinney and Nick Sorkin, starting to get some contribution from more players in your lineup. How much do you think that will affect them and get them starting to get that more and more on a consistent basis?
Well, I think it'll help. I think Gage, you know, he had the breakaway in the first game in overtime. He had 18 shots in 3 games, and he creates a lot of offense. I think that, you know, that probably wasn't the prettiest goal he'll ever score, but I think for Gage, you know, Quinney in particular, it's just when you get your chances to bear down, and that was another message to the team tonight. It's like, if you get one chance to score, you have to bear down and score. Take your time, make a strong play, and score. Like, it's a concentration thing. It's a sense of urgency thing. You know, people used to say that to me when I played, you know, at my advanced age in the Central Hockey League at, you know, 35, 36 years old. My line mate was like, I can't believe it. You get one chance and you score. I said, yeah, because you might only get one good chance. And that's the sense of urgency that we have to instill. You know, Sorkin, I think, has been playing very well for us. He can play, you know, wing or center. He can kill penalties. He can play power play. He's a huge part of what we're doing here. I think Miller's got to pick up his game. You know, he's got to find it quickly and on all facets, face-offs and offensive stuff. You know, Shal is a guy who's got a ton of chances. He's a guy we're looking to lead the team in goals this year. He's got to take that responsibility upon himself and start scoring. Wido's got to pick it up. I mean, he's got to start scoring some goals for us. Our big guns, Army. You know, Army's another one. We ask our players. Our top players have to be our top players. And, you know, right now, we need some of these guys to start picking up the offense a little bit.
Late night last night for both of these teams getting in from Kalamazoo, turning around and playing today. You have a relatively experienced team. You also have some rookies. What was your message to them last night in taking care of themselves today and making sure that they get the proper rest, but not too much, and being ready to go tonight?
Well, you know, the message is listen to your body. And if you, you know, when you sleep. If you can get home, we didn't get home until 5:30. Get home at 6 o'clock from unpacking the bus and everything. Lay down, try to get some sleep, and when your body says, okay, get up, eat something, try to walk around. It was a beautiful day here today. You know, get outside, but, you know, if your body says, hey, I need a little bit of a rest in the afternoon, then get that. These turnarounds are tough, and there's no question about it. I mean, we're in the East Coast Hockey League. There's nothing we can do about it. You know, even worse for Kalamazoo is now they're going to bus back home and play Allen tomorrow afternoon. So nobody's got it easy in this league. It's a bus league. It's early mornings, and it is what it is, right? So it comes down to mentally tough. You've got to just put that aside. If you're fatigued, you got to find a way to work. You've got to, like I said, attention to detail, and it comes down to mental toughness.
What are your keys to tonight's game and making sure you get that second straight win?
Well, we want to win the first period. We want to score first. Like I said, the attention to detail tonight, the stopping on pucks, the staying onside, not chasing them behind the net on a forecheck, little things like this, but the attention to detail, hitting the net. But we've got to get pucks and people to the net and start scoring some gritty goals. But we want to get the lead, and we want to win the first period.
Halloween night tonight at West Banco Arena. You have a nice daughter, Tyler. What is she going to be this year for Halloween?
Tyler is actually going to be one of the My Little Ponies, Rainbow Dash. But she's not in attendance tonight, but I do want to, like always, say hi to her, my little sweetheart. And she's going to do her trick-or-treating in Columbus on Monday night. But, she's looking forward to that. The bag's full of candy, as always. But, it should be a good crowd here tonight, and we're excited to keep this train rolling.
Outstanding. Jeff, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Best of luck tonight.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
That was Naylor's head coach, Jeff Christian, in the Coast Sports Hockey Coaches Interview. It's all part of Respect's Countdown to Faceoff. You're listening to the 25th season of Hockey and Wheeling, presented by the Health Plan on the Naylor's Broadcast Network.